Madam President, I move further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Richard Buller from Valley Community Presbyterian Church in Golden Valley. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Loving God, I ask you this morning to inspire these senators with transcending vision and far-reaching goals. While focused on the honest issues facing the people of Minnesota, keep them as practical as most of our citizens, O God. With your help, enlighten them to assess accurately our state's resources and yet be honest enough to admit our limitations. Prevent our senators today, O God, from enabling dysfunctional endeavors or from being distracted by unreal anxieties. Shape this assembly into a body of diverse ideas which can solve any problem with a variety of approaches until a fitting solution can be brought to bear lasting goodness for all your people. This we ask, calling upon your almighty name. Amen.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, visible with liberty and justice for all.
Lovely. Can I trip over? Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. This is an author's motion. It'll be adopted. The two motions will be adopted together. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Housley.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 126 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
And you've talked to both committee chairs?
Yes, I have.
All those in favor of the Housley motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that Senate House File number 6 be taken from the table and given its second reading.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. House File number 6 will be given its second reading. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move House File number 6 be laid on the table.
On the motion to lay House File 6 on the table, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Sparks, Weber, Hayden, Latz, Ortman, Thompson. Any announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, just to give you a little idea what we're going to have for floor action tomorrow, our intent will be to take up House File 6, take it off the table and pass it. That is the Skoy bill on federal tax conformity. We also intend to take up Senate File number 1, the Jensen bill on disaster relief. So our intent would be when we get to the calendar, we would recess so that the caucuses have an opportunity to review the two bills that will be taken up on the floor. We then will come back tomorrow afternoon and take up House File 6 and Senate File Number 1.
Any other announcements? Senator Bach. Oh, wait a minute. Before you take that motion, without objection, Senator Pratt will be excused from today's session. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, January 22, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.